Tucked inside the foyer of the MFA's columned entrance, DJ Pedro is spinning tracks while families dance along Beach Drive. Others watch as a chef from La Nueva Cantina is preparing fresh salsa. And nearby, students from Tampa's Leyte High School file out of the museum after getting a tour of the exhibit, which features American artists of Latino heritage.
It was like an explanation as to how American culture wasn't just strictly Anglo-American culture. It incorporates lots of different ideas.
That's 11th grader Eric Castro, who, like many students at Leyte, is Hispanic. A son of immigrants from Colombia and Guatemala, he says he rarely gets to see his culture in art. For Cuban-American student Maria Flatus, seeing a photograph of two empty chairs facing each other on a beach also connected on a personal level.
First, I got sad because I was really thinking about my grandpa and how I didn't get to say goodbye, but at the same time, I was happy because I know that he's still looking out for me and I'm still thinking of him.
That photograph was shot by Ileana Amelia Garcia, a Brooklyn-based artist born in the Dominican Republic. It's one of about 75 works by 60 artists in the Art America exhibit, which also features artists with roots in Cuba, Puerto Rico, and Mexico. From paintings to sculpture, the contemporary exhibit displays a wide diversity of styles. But MFA curator Jerry Smith says there is a unifying thread: to challenge expectations of what it means to be American.
A lot of people think of our America, it conjures up images of a Norman Rockwell painting. So often these artists are left out of the canon, and this shows that these artists have been there all along.
Our America explores themes like identity and tradition, and the exhibition notes are written in English and Spanish. While the show gives museums an opportunity to reach out to a broader audience, Smith says it does have wide appeal.
And also just a lot of people like myself, where I've trained in American art, and yet I'm learning about new artists that I feel I should have known about already.
Some of those artists include Maria Brito from Miami, a painter and sculptor whose work evokes themes of displacement and loss. She came to America in 1961 by way of Operation Pedro Pan, which brought thousands of unaccompanied Cuban children to the U.S. The exhibit also features the most well-known image from Mexican-American artist Xavier Viramontes, the lithograph poster Boycott Grapes. It depicts an Aztec warrior smashing grapes with his fists as a protest against pesticide use and its effect on migrant workers. But the exhibit is much more than a story of struggle. Several works in the show are contemporary pieces that simply reflect the art of its time. But more importantly, to the students at Leyte High School, it is a reflection of their cultural identity. Their teacher, Henry Bryson, says he is a little surprised at how much the show resonated with his students.
I didn't think that some of these pieces were going to touch them in ways that ended up touching them. Hopefully this country can remember to embrace our immigrant population after some of the hardest working, best people I've ever had the privilege to know.
And at a time when tensions over race is at the forefront of our national conversation, the museum's curator says art may help change perceptions and provide an antidote to some of our cultural divides. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.